Ready for bed, baby? You brush your teeth. Wash your face. Do you have a glass of water? Okay, good. I come here. Of course I did all that already. I'm almost asleep if as it is. You can do that if you want. I'm already half asleep though. So, as long as you don't mind. You gotta give me a topic to talk about though. Okay, I can do that. I don't know what animes I've been watching. Just rewatched Overlord again. I really enjoyed it. Can't wait for season 3 to come out. No idea when it's coming out, though. There's just something kind of great about his character. Einzugone. Also, it's like really D&D and like MMO, so like, I dig that. What else? Getting caught up on My Hero Academia again. I'm so annoyed that Hulu doesn't have the English dub, though. Yeah, I might have to get like a Crunchyroll subscription, which I don't want to do. But like, I might have to also for like Fooly Cooly. Yeah, they did a re-release of it. Well, not a re-release, but like they added more to it. Which I don't know how to feel about yet. Like, I saw the first episode in Japanese on, I think it was on Hulu. I'm not certain. Maybe it's on Verve. And it was good. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was, like, good. Like, I enjoyed it. I need to see more, though. I need to see where it's going. I don't know. It's hard for me, though, because I really like the original. I think Fooly Cooly was probably top 10 animes for me. Because I watched it in, like, a really, like, I was, I don't know, it was a really transformative anime for me. Like, I watched it at a certain time in my life. And it, like, I don't know. So, it seeing more added onto it is, like, I'm just, like, I don't know how I feel about it. Because the original is just, like, a masterpiece in my mind. Yeah. Yeah, we need to get back on Attack on Titan. I've waited so long just so there's, like, plenty for when I, like, get back to it. Yeah, I think I got, like, at least a season to catch up on. If not more. We can start from the beginning again. Because it'll be a refresher for you. I know, it's so dark, though. We can balance it out with something, like, way later. Like, you can watch, I don't know, like, Rosio plus Vampire, or, what else? You really liked Heaven's Lost Property, and, God, what was that other one? Monster or something. I don't know why you like Harem so much. I think I do know why you like Harem so much, but yeah. No, I love Rosario plus Vampire. That's so good. Rosario, I'm sorry. Rosario plus Vampire. There's just something kind of cute about it. The whole thing. And no, it was so short. There's only 2 seasons. I don't think they're making any more because it's so long ago. You never know, they might do like they did with Sailor Moon, how there's like the remaster, but I don't think it's so popular that they would remaster it, but you never know. Maybe there's an outcrying for it or something. No. Well, I don't think that counts as anime, maybe, but also, too. No, I don't know. It's not worth it. Like, Legend of Korra is... It's okay. I just think that you like the original so much. There's a reason why I kept the movie away from you. I think Legend of Korra is... Yeah, there was a lot of potential there. And I think they squandered it by having, like, Monsters of the Season. And also, I don't love what they did with the Spirit World. I love the Spirit World in the original series. And then Legend of Korra Spirit World is, like, just not that. It's not... The Spirit World was so cool. And then it was way less cool in Legend of Korra. And also, it had a lot of, like... J.K. Rowling syndrome, you know, like what happened with I can't remember, is it The Lost Child or whatever the play was. Oof. And also Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Yeah, the first one wasn't bad. I think the first one was like a cute standalone adventure-y thing, but the second one, oof. Oof, 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 oof. It's why you don't live... Like, you can't give someone just complete creative control. It just leads to madness. It's like what happened with George Lucas in the prequels. And then Disney with the... sequels? I don't know what to call it. Yeah. It's painful. I think that's the problem when, like, money and art come into conflict, you know? Because art... I mean, you know, you need money to make art, but, like, when it becomes... When you're making art for the sake of making money, it ceases to be art, and then it... I don't know, it gets, like, consumed by greed. It's like what happened to The Hobbit. The Hobbit been great in one movie. It does not make sense in the amount of movies that they made. I mean, you could even make The Hobbit 2 movies, really, if you really needed to stretch it, but when you stretch it like that, you add in a bunch of characters that you don't need, and it just becomes this bloated mess. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, I'm a purist. I think, like, I don't know, but I look at movies like art. I look at them the same way you'd look at, like, a painting or a piece of classical music. I mean, modern music can also have artistic merit, too. You know, it's chronicling people's feelings and an expression, like, you know. Yeah. But I think it's when you're making it for money and not for the, like, love of the craft or to, like, say a message or say something, then that's when it's not art anymore. Then it's a paycheck. Yeah, I think a good movie or a show should say something. And if you have, or say about the song. Like, if you have nothing to say, then don't make it. But if you're saying something, you know, then you're creating art. It has to have a message. It has to be meaningful. I think that's important. It's important to say something. Too often the movies say nothing because they're, like, afraid to, or I don't think the audience will get it, or whatever. Or, which is even worse, it's saying something we've heard 1,000 times before and not adding anything new. Again, just my opinion. Baby. Worked like a charm every single time. Good night, love. I love you.